As the bushfires continue to burn in Australia, people there have found distraction in one of the world's biggest tennis tournaments, the Australian Open. In particular, Australians are rallying behind their local hero, Ashley Barty.
Wouldn't want it to end that way, but it's Barty who comes through with an Australia Day victory.
That's Barty winning her match on Sunday. Tonight, East Coast time, she'll take on American Sophia Kennan in the semifinals. The BBC's John Watson has been looking into why so many Australians want to party with Ashley Barty.
She seems a very cool, calm, collected character. How special is she to this country?
Pretty special. We haven't really had anyone at world number one for a long time, and she finally did it.
And the big question is now, how far can she go? What are you guys hoping that she can achieve this year?
All the way.
you were cheering hard during the match then.
Yeah, she's going to go all the way.
Listen, you save your voice, okay? Do you honestly think, though, that she could win it this year?
Oh, of course, yeah. Take out all four, I say.
But we just do wonder, don't we? What has been behind this remarkable rise? Well, I've been putting that exact question to Jackie Felgate, a reporter from Channel 7.
I think Australians have really gotten behind her because it has been such a long time since we've had a number one. She plays the game so beautifully. It's such a classic game that she plays, and she's so amazing to watch. We just spoke to her then. She's such a kind person when you talk to her. Everything she says, she really thinks about it, and she's just a great ambassador for Australian tennis.
She seems very relaxed, and obviously there's going to be a huge amount of support here for her, but how much expectation is riding on her shoulders at the moment?
I think so much. And the fact that Australians, they're looking for that hero, they're looking for that person to take tennis to the next level for us. And having her win the French and then to not go all the way at Wimbledon, obviously we've been really looking forward for her home Grand Slam, for her to do really well here.
We know there's been so much going on in the country at the moment with the bushfires and obviously the smoke. And it would mean a huge amount in light of all of that were an Australian to win either the men's or the women's singles this year. But Ash Barty, she's been quite matter-of-fact about it.
That's exactly right. She said that, you know, tennis is a game and the bushfires, they've been life-changing and deadly for so many people across the country. Their livelihoods destroyed, their lives destroyed. And she really puts it all in perspective when she says things like that. She says at the end of the day, tennis is for fun and that it doesn't matter if an Australian actually wins the Australian Open. I'm sure many Australians would disagree
but she says
with that.
It would be hugely significant,
oh,
wouldn't
absolutely.
It? And that must be coming into her thinking.
I think she's just so humble. Even the fact that she is the face of this year's Australian Open, and she says, well, I'm sick of seeing my face on these billboards. We're not sick of it at all.
Yeah. So there we go. And really interesting light of everything that the country's obviously gone through with the bushfires and the huge relief effort. It would be really special and hugely significant if she could add to that solitary Grand Slam title that she has. And if she does do it, I imagine a huge cheer. What will it be like?
The BBC's John Watson there at the Australian Open with some pretty fired up fans.